After the convention yesterday, I rushed off and had to attend a funeral for a family member at Calvary Episcopal Church, actually. And traffic was terrible yesterday, as you might know. I got there late, 15 minutes late, and as I'm walking in, my son and my daughter-in-law and my four-year-old granddaughter are coming in, you know, so I see him, we go in, my little granddaughter, who is yet not really sure about her 6'4" grandfather, who wears a clergy collar and a robe, so she's a little tentative, you know, but we come into the church, and I sat with them in the pew. The service had already started. My little granddaughter has her backpack on and goes in and down the pew from me and all the way at the other end from me, and we're there, and the readings are going on, and all of a sudden, there's a clomp, 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 and here comes Nora, and she's got a stethoscope on her ears. And so she comes down the pew and comes up to me, and she's checking my heart. And off she goes. And then a little bit later, here she comes again, and she's got a plastic hypodermic needle, and she gives Grandpa a shot in the hand and back. And then here she comes again, you know. Now, the whole time, the mother and father are getting very nervous, right? They're very, I'm loving the attention, but her mom and dad are very getting a little embarrassed, you know, trying to settle her down. And she comes down the aisle again and puts a bandage on my hand and wipes my hand off, and this is going on the whole time. During the service, you know, the eulogy and the sermon. And it gave me the chance to be on the other side of the pulpit and sit where you all sit. I forgot about having kids in the pew and what that feels like. And so it gave me a chance to see the other side. And I just want you to know that I feel your pain.